As a kid, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride was probably my favorite attraction at Disney. I specify was, because I recently saw something happen there that will likely change my mind about it forever. It's always had kind of this spooky vibe to it anyways, with all the weird wooden cutouts and the hell scene at the end. That was just part of its charm. But what I experienced there last month was definitely not a normal part of the ride. The day it happened, I was at the park with a few friends from high school. We were originally planning on going on another attraction, but Mr. Toad's caught my eye. See, none of us had been to Disney in years, and I just had a vague memory of that ride being a blast. Anyways, we were waiting in line, and there was this little kid with a chubby face and curly blonde hair getting onto the ride. He was with this weird-looking older woman, who could have been his grandma, although the way they interacted with each other made them seem more like strangers. She was dressed very old-fashioned, almost like a witch or something. The kid seemed kind of frightened. I mean, he wasn't that young, maybe like 10. So that just seemed kind of strange he was so afraid of Mr. Toad's. I didn't really take notice at first, but then right before they boarded their vehicle, it seemed like he tried to walk away. The lady swiftly grabbed his hand and forced him to sit down beside her. As the car drove through the doors, I just got this odd feeling like something wasn't right. We were a couple people back in line from them, and a few minutes after they got in, we sat down in our car. As the ride was about to start, though, I turned back and saw that old lady getting out of the ride. Only it seemed like she was alone. The attraction started and everything seemed normal. I was constantly getting the nostalgic vibes of riding something from my childhood that I really loved, even though I wasn't sure why. You're basically just driving through these wooden painted sets, narrowly avoiding hitting policemen and pedestrians. Outside of the 1950s, when it was originally made, it's not really too groundbreaking. I started to think that maybe there was something else to it. Something that attracted families and children in particular the way that it does. That was when we finally arrived at the hell scene. I still couldn't believe it. It was obvious now that the ride was designed at another time when things were much less PC, in order for a kid's ride to have that scene in it at all. My friend Sam and I just kept laughing at how crazy it was that the storyline was that our main character essentially dies and goes to hell. It was very dark. Then we approached these fake-looking plastic flames, and I caught a glimpse of something within them that instantly made me sick to my stomach. It looked like the reflection of a teary-eyed child's face, screaming. I could even hear him, echoing faintly in the background. Normally, I would have just assumed it was part of the ride, but this was far too disturbing. The fear and desperation in his face was something that would definitely not be allowed in a Disney park. I pointed it out to Sam, but by the time he looked, we had already passed it. That was when it hit me who the face belonged to. It was the kid who had gone into the ride with the old woman. I had only caught a glimpse of the reflection for a second, though, and really wasn't 100% sure what it was. So I told my friends after that I was going to ride again to check it out. After brutally roasting me for wanting to ride the kiddie ride again, they eventually just said they'd meet me after I got off. When I went through it that time, I decided to film it because I knew no one would ever believe me unless they saw it. So the ride started again, and I patiently waited until the hell scene came. Before I got to it, though, I noticed a new wooden cutout that I didn't remember from before. I wasn't expecting it, so I missed it with my camera. But it looked like a cutout of that same boy, jumping at me from beside the car, screaming for help. Then once I got into the scene with the flames again, he wasn't there anymore. I suddenly got this weird urge to jump out of the car and go looking for him. I'd never wanted to do anything that reckless before, but was overcome with emotion. Luckily, my lap bar had been locked down too tight that time, and the vehicle exited before I could get out. Once I got off, though, I swear something had changed in me. I was obsessed with what had happened there, and I'd become totally consumed by the attraction. I basically spent the rest of the day watching ride video after ride video of it on my phone, just thinking about the world that exists within there. Something made me feel that it was much vaster and more complex than even our senses could perceive. My friends started to get weirded out by my behavior, and asked if I wanted to tell park security guard about what I thought had happened. The fact that they were freaked out enough to actually start buying into my story was probably the thing that scared me the most at that point. So we ended up going to security and telling somebody about the kid. They said no one had reported anyone missing, but that they would check the cameras and see if they could locate either the kid or the old lady. I then gave them my cell phone number and they said they'd call me if they could find anything. Days later, I got a call back from one of the security officers. Turns out the footage had actually showed something, but it was an even stranger version of the story than what I had said. The officer told me they had footage of the boy I had described getting onto Mr. Toad's attraction, but he was by himself. They also checked the footage of when he entered the park and saw the kid had come in alone as well. The old woman was nowhere to be found. The security officer wasn't really convinced the kid went missing on the ride, though. He didn't have footage of him getting off, but believed that there must have been some missing or corrupted footage from when he actually did exit. I then begged him to please physically check the inside of the attraction, and he agreed, although he never got back to me about it. I'm pretty sure they didn't find anything. Since then, I've been studying the ride, and I have found numerous anomalies in different people's photos and video. I was also contacted by a relative of someone who went missing on the ride through some Disney group online. She said she's willing to ride on the attraction with me and show me what it is that she saw. I'm planning on bringing my camera along with me and trying to sneak out of the ride vehicle. Once I enter the scene, I'll be able to record what happens in there and finally have proof of what's going on. Whatever you do, please don't try this yourself. It's a very dangerous thing to do, and I don't want anyone getting hurt. Me, on the other hand, I have an obligation to that kid, and I really need to try and help him. I'm planning on meeting up with that woman today at the front of the park. She emailed me a picture of herself so I could recognize her at the front gate. She's kind of weird looking, and has this strangely big nose and extremely wrinkled face. Honestly, it looks vaguely familiar, but I'm not sure why. She claims to have lost her son on the ride and will do anything to find him. So for my purposes, I think she'd be a great asset to me. I'll keep you in the loop to tell you if there are any more updates. I have a feeling that this is only the beginning.